Unit 13. The Water Planet. Reading.
The Properties of Water. Earth is an ocean planet. About 3 billion years ago, life on our planet began in the deep blue seas. 99% of the living space on Earth is in the oceans. Marine life is incredibly rich and varied. There are about 5 million species in the oceans, and we have yet to learn much about them. Life in the oceans ranges from the tiniest plankton all the way up to giants like sharks and whales. What makes the ocean such a great place to live? The answer is water. Chemical structure. The chemical structure of water makes it an excellent medium for life. Water is actually quite simple, but the way the water molecule is formed gives water its unique properties. The water molecule is made up of 2 hydrogen atoms and 1 oxygen atom. They form a polar molecule, that is, one with a slightly positive end and a slightly negative end. Because water is polar, it can break down both solids and gases. The nutrients in whatever falls into the ocean quickly become available to other living creatures. The chemical structure of water also makes it different from almost everything else on Earth. Water is a liquid at room temperature and has a relatively high freezing point. Salinity. When dissolved gases and solids mix with pure water, the result is seawater, or salt water. The salinity of the Earth's oceans is about 35 parts per thousand, meaning that there are about 35 grams of dissolved solids and gases in 1 kilogram of water. Even though the pure water is what gives seawater its main properties, the salinity of seawater affects both its weight and freezing point. Salt water has a lower freezing point and is heavier than pure water. Density. Density is the relationship between mass and volume and is measured in kilograms per cubic meter. The density of pure water is 1,000 kilograms per cubic meter, meaning that 1 cubic meter of water weighs 1,000 kilograms. If a substance has higher density, say 5,000 kilograms per cubic meter, it will not float on water. Marine animals and plants take advantage of the density of water. With the right kind of body, it is possible to float around in the ocean and let the water do the work. When water freezes, its density decreases. If it did not, the oceans would be frozen solid. Heat capacity. Heat capacity is the amount of energy it takes to raise the temperature of a substance by 1 degree centigrade. The heat capacity of water is relatively high. Water can absorb and give off a lot of heat without big changes in temperature, thus creating a stable environment. Most animals and plants are sensitive to large or sudden changes in temperature, so the ocean is a safe and comfortable habitat. The water in the oceans also keeps the temperature of the Earth steady by absorbing and giving off heat. Ocean motion. Since changes in salinity and temperature affect water's density, the water in the ocean is always moving. Dense water sinks, and less dense water is pushed to the surface. This circulation adds energy to the marine ecosystems and moves nutrients around. Isn't it amazing that a single substance can be so important to our planet and even the whole universe? Water, which seems so simple and common, is what makes life possible. Of all the resources on Earth, oil, gas, gold, and so on, nothing is as precious as a drop of rain. Learning about the properties of water helps us understand life on our planet. The most important thing we can learn about water, however, is that we must protect it and use it wisely. Our future depends on it.